The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. Coming up on Life Today.
We've got to return to something that works. We've got to return to something solid. You know what that solid is? Unshakable principles of truth.
An important message about the truth of God's blessings.
He says he will lead you to green pastures, to calm water. He will make up for the years, the pandemic, the locust, the enemy. He just pours his blessings out through you and on you.
Discover what God has in store for you next on Life Today.
Well, I don't know what it takes to get people's attention to know that you may be about to listen to the most important message I'll ever share. I'm James Robinson. My wife Betty and I are married 59 years. We've been 60 years in ministry this year. Next year will be 60-year anniversary. I need you to listen because you've heard us say, and by the way, we're in the last days now of this water emphasis. And boy, do the viewers of Life Today love to give people water. Water for life because the water of life. And boy, do we win these people to Christ. We save their lives. But now listen to me. I've told the viewers of Life Today, Betty, you've heard me say it hundreds of times, you are just as important not only to God but to us as any thirsty, hungry, trafficked child on the planet. God loves you. He loves your family. Betty and I are blessed to have three children. You know, we lost one who had three teenagers when she left us, Robin. Your prayers carried us and continue to. That's a very heavy load. Those three children gave us 11 grandchildren, and they're grown, and 10 of them married and having children. So we now have 14 great-grandchildren, okay? And remember, that's a man that never had a father, the product of a forced sexual relationship, rape. As a hospice nurse for an elderly man, the alcoholic son raped her. He was in his 30s. She was 40. She got pregnant, only child. Went to have an abortion. The doctor refused to do it, so I'm here. All right, maybe you know that story, maybe you didn't. But this fatherless child met the father, and now I have a family that is absolutely beautiful beyond words. And I want you to know I'm grateful for that. Betty, we are so thrilled with our great-grandchildren. We're glad we got grandparents because we can't handle these 14 and now more coming like we were able to handle when we were younger, 11. So thank God for grandparents because we can't take care of them all the time. They're carrying these little kids around like carrying a car battery. I mean, whoa. All right. You say, James, why are you telling me this is so important? Now, please, if you ever buckled your seatbelt and sat down, focus. I want you to be so focused that after you hear what I'm saying, you might want to listen to it again on lifetoday.org. And go watch it in high definition on your iPad, your laptop, on your phone, whatever. Whatever it takes. And maybe you're recording this at some time. Maybe you're recording this. That's a good idea. You want to replay it, but please don't miss this. Because when I've told you we care as much about you as we do any child you help us save, we love you and your children. We love your grandchildren and maybe great-grandchildren. Those of us who are getting older, I think, are beginning to see something, Betty. I know you've been seeing it a long time. I think we both have. Where we're headed right now, our great-grandchildren are not going to experience the opportunity and blessings that freedom has offered us. In other words, if a miracle of God doesn't occur, not a miracle of government or politicians, a miracle of Almighty God, please listen to me. If a miracle of Almighty God does not occur within the next 2 years, our great-grandchildren are not only not going to witness the blessings of freedom we did, and our children and grandchildren, yes, our grandchildren experienced and are experiencing right now as they have their children, our great-grandchildren will see none of it. Now, I'm not saying they'll be dead. I'm saying freedom will be. Please don't miss this. Yeah. We're putting policies, practices, and unprincipled programs in place to destroy freedom. And we turned our education over in the public schools to an all-out assault on everything pertaining to life and godliness. Do you understand what I just said? We turned the education system over to everything that doesn't pertain to life and godliness. Betty, there's an all-out assault, open, blatant, on marriage, on family, on relationships, on sexual practices and activity, and even gender. We're defining, redefining absolute, irrefutable, historically confirmed truth. We're casting it aside. And here's the tragedy. It has been paid for by the money God entrusted to His people in taxes. When they took prayer out of school, it wasn't just a move of the enemy, the deceiver, the father of lies, the one who is determined to take over God's planet and God's people. Because until you are born from above, although created in the image of God, which means we're created with the capacity to think and reason and make sound decisions. And in order to make a choice and not be a robot or a puppet, God had to give us the ability to make a choice. A child plays with a doll. All of our children played with toys that they liked. And many times it would be an animal that they liked as a pet, but it couldn't do anything. Our little girls and our little granddaughters would play with little baby dolls. But someday you want that baby to be able to love you, that little animal toy, to be able to express itself. Well, God gave us the ability to choose whether to love Him or not. We are not puppets. So He gave us that capacity. And when He kicked Satan out, Satan was determined to be like God without God, which is exactly what the enemy has told us that Pharaoh, Caesar, the government, politicians promising to take care of you can take the place of the only one who not only knows what's best and desires what's best, but can deliver what's best, take His place. That is precisely the plan of the enemy. But listen, God left us here as overseers of His kingdom, His garden, planet Earth, where we could see His will done on His earth for His glory and purpose and to the benefit of all of us, for our children. That's what freedom gives you an opportunity to do if you haven't been taught to sit back and wait for somebody to take care of you and look after you and control you and manipulate you. That is precisely what's been happening. It's happening right now at a higher, more rapid time in history, this moment. You know something? God gave us a military leader by the name of General Daniel Graham who heard God. And He gave us a communicator who was a former actor and who had been divorced. But they came together and this general tore down the power and intention of the Marxist movement and the Soviet Union and extended freedom. We've watched those cycles ebb and flow to where we would have an opportunity to enjoy the blessings of freedom. It got dimmer and dimmer in the last decade. We've seen a glimpse of hope and like a pause on the terrible run over the cliff because some leaders decided to listen to the wisdom of God that flowed through godly people. I watched it happen. I watched a miracle. What you need to understand is we've got 2 years to correct this nation's course. And you say, you're talking politics. I'm talking about a move of Almighty God that shakes everything on this planet. You can already see people pushing back against what's been happening in the academic systems that we've been paying for. You can see moms, Betty, going to the school boards and saying, what you're teaching our kids, we're not going to, men and women, couples. People just stand up and say, we've had enough, we're fed up. And we know that Caesar and Pharaoh can't fix this country. And no great personality is going to fix it. You know what they're saying, Betty? We've got to return to something that works. We've got to return to something solid. You know what that solid is? Unshakable principles of truth.
That's right.
Unshakable principles. And you don't have to quote a Bible verse to know those principles. The principles are recorded in history, irrefutably. You practice certain principles. I don't care if it's farming, if it's business, if it's relationships, if it's marriages. You practice these principles and the blessings are indescribable. You defy them, you deny them, you change them, you replace them, and the chaos and the absolute catastrophic effect of abandoning principles that are confirmed in history and in creation, undeniable. If you deny those and move away, God says, you change what I say. You don't have to quote a Bible scripture to show people principles. History, life, just open your eyes, you can see them. What builds relationships? What builds meaning? What builds success? You can't work with dishonest, manipulative people that don't tell you the truth. And we've got leaders who never tell the truth anymore in Washington, D.C. We've got a media that misrepresents the truth, denies the truth, or changes the truth and rewrites it. It's got to come to a stop. You say, how do you stop it? We, the people, stop it. People who are concerned about their children. Betty, when we went overseas and saw those who were dying of thirst and hunger, that's 30 years ago. We marched into hell for a heavenly cause. We were there at Chernobyl. We've got thousands of children we saved who are leading the fight for freedom right now in the Ukraine. We were in Romania during the revolution. We were there getting the children out, stopping the spread of AIDS. You and I were in Berlin when they're tearing the wall down, for heaven's sake. They're tearing the Berlin Wall down. And I ask everybody to tear it down. How did it come down? Prayed down. I'm the first person to speak in open public meetings on the other side of the wall. We literally went into all these areas, Croatia, Sarajevo, all over Africa. Why did we go? I mean, I'm a crusade preacher. And God said, I want you to be a kingdom servant, James. You're a spokesman. You're a crusader. But I want you to be a servant. You're going to win more people to Jesus by putting my arms around others, including other leaders, church people, pastors, people, the poor. And you know what God has done? He has opened the door for me to speak to virtually every leader and speak truth, principles, not partisanship, not parties, not political movements, supernatural move of Almighty God that will give your children and your grandchildren a future. I'm going to ask you, more than you ever have, to help us drill water wells. We're down to the last 150, but I want you to hear something. If a missionary says, James, we just found kids that are dying so fast, faster than any place we've ever been, contaminated water, but right under the ground, we could drill 10 water wells that would give them instant water in all of this area and save their lives, and we could do it in a matter of weeks in some places, months in others, I want them to be able to hear us say, do it. You know what else I'm praying for? I want to know that everywhere there's an opportunity to get leaders to sit down together and reason together, to get businesses, to get those who've been elected to office, those who are on school boards, wherever, those in the media, how about we now commit ourselves to the truth? And I want to ask you, those of you who are over 50, over 60, you know that people over 60 control 70% of the wealth in the United States of America, and I'm not talking about 401ks. You know what I want to ask you to do? I want to ask you to make it possible for us to move any place God says, put my arms around that situation. Any place God says, James, you call the people, the leaders together in that area. Don't wonder if you can afford to rent a facility. Don't wonder if you're going to be able to do anything I tell you to do. Let me tell you something. I'm 78 years old. I don't know how long. If I live to be 100, I've lived near to 80% of my life. I want to spend the rest, I've told you this, helping you, leave? Why would we leave our children, our grandchildren, less than we were blessed by freedom to have? When Jesus died to make us free, was raised to make us free, lives in us to make us free, so we can make a kingdom impact on His planet now. I'm going to ask you, I'm praying you make the largest gift to life, because you're giving to life. You're not giving to a ministry, you're giving to ministry. Why did I take my name off everything? I want Jesus to be the name. Why do we bring all these other guests in that have a gifting of God and share their testimonies? Because we want to share the best of God, which is not a person or a teacher or a preacher, but it's the body of Christ gifted. We want you to see Jesus in His body. And I'm asking you with every fiber of your being to help us. Betty, we are totally committed. Yes. Not only to our family and our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren's future, but everybody watching me all over the world. You don't have to lose freedom. You don't have to give the future to the deceiver and the divider and the destroyer, the liar. You don't. And I'm going to ask you to go to God right now and say, James, are you telling me you believe we can create? Because absolutely. God has promised to pour His blessings out on us. When you return to Him with your heart, He says He will lead you to green pastures, to calm water, through any valley, prepare a table before you. He will make up for the years, the pandemic, the locust, the enemy, everything the enemy's done. He'll make it. He just pours His blessings out through you and on you. And I'm asking you to help us. Father, I'm praying every single person watching, I say, you know what? I'm called to help that man and his wife do what he started doing really nearly 50 years ago for our children, our family, and the future freedom. And together, we're going to leave behind even better than what we've been blessed to have. In Jesus' name, don't you think for one moment that can't be done. But Betty, it's done with resources. Mm-hmm. It's done with support. All the wells we've drilled, all the children's lives saved, all the millions of people who've come to Christ, the times that we've influenced leaders so that they extended freedom's future. They're the ones that make it happen.
That's right.
I'm praying for the greatest response today. I mean, you go and you check what you have in your estate. You say, I may want to... I mean, I'm going to show you something. We want to send to any of you who say, James, I want to do the best for my family. I want to send you life planning. That's not for life. That's for your life. And I want to show you right here in a simple printout, three different categories and ways that you could right now make a gift that gives the greatest gift, life now, and an extension of freedom for those we love. I want to send that to you. All you do is ask for it. Would you pray right now as you see the need for water and say, God, what can I do to make the greatest gift for water I've ever made? So miracles, but Lord, what can I do to bless my family and everybody else's family and their children and grandchildren with freedom? We don't have to give up what God gave us to oversee to the devil's desires. As you watch this and hear this grandmother, just remember, I care about you, grandmother and granddad. I care about all your children and all your neighbors. And we know how to help, but you're the ones that make it possible. God bless you as you pray and do what God says.
Village life might look primitive to the outside world, but to these villagers, the use of ox-drawn carts has been a way of life for centuries. Seeing content babies swaying quietly in a cool breeze paints a picture of what one might call a calm and peaceful existence. But there's an unsettling dimension to their lives that is dark and ominous. It's as if literally looking into the face of death. What is it they see? Water. It's what they don't see in this water that produces death. It's the unseen parasites and waterborne organisms that will attack the body and, if untreated, can cause death within 3 to 5 days. The ravages of a waterborne disease in a young child's vital organs are excruciating, as this grandmother knows all too well.
I get the coffee, I go to die for my. ใจพระใจพระใจพระไม่งอมวยงอมวยอายุประมาณชั้นนู้นชื่อในขนมแปดใบไข่ห้ามห้ามดาวรวยเพียงกับดอในขนมแปดนั่งหลังใบไข่เพื่อให้ใจโยเจอะไรนั่งโยตะลุ่มทำไมติดไม้เอาโกนในขนมแปดนั่งโอ้
Oh, boy. Gosh. We know what it's like to want to save a child. We've saved millions. When I say we, all of us. I want you to give the greatest gift you've ever given. I want you to think beyond the 350 that we committed to. I want to be able to, if we find another 25 places we need it now, do it. But I want to do more than that. And I want you to get your checkbook. I want you to go get your bank card. And I mean, under God, say, God, I'm going to do this. Betty and I have done this many times since we got married and we were 19. You say, why? Because when we see a need that we can meet, we find a way to meet it. I don't want to go into the details. It's always such a joy. I want you to make the greatest gift perhaps you've ever made. And yes, we're going to give water, but I want you to do something else, Betty. She's talking about grandchildren. That's how I started, talking about your grandchildren, our great-grandchildren. I want to leave behind an opportunity for freedom. We have really messed up what God gave us over. We have allowed God's garden that He gave us oversight to be run and ruined by the deceiver. And now we put a stop to it. And if you come together and pray for the next great spiritual awakening, we're going to witness it. We're going to witness it together in answer to prayer. Prayer moves mountains. Would you right now make the gift God put on your heart? Would you say, James, send us that material so we know how we could leave behind what God gave us oversight of, where it's going to keep giving life and freedom? Or we're going to find out how we can take from our estate something. Like, people are doing this every day. I'm amazed. They're saying, James, we know you and Betty and life, you stand for life and freedom, not only for the hungry and the thirsty, but for all of us. And they say, this is our joy. Father, let every person who can do something to preserve the precious, to love our neighbors and our family properly, to do all they can to support that with what you've entrusted to their watch care. In Jesus' name, we have some beautiful gifts to send you that are going to inspire you. You're going to love the little devotional book we send you seasonally. It's going to give you the word, give you an opportunity to then write, what's God saying to me? You're going to love it. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Across the globe, hundreds of thousands of lives are lost each year to waterborne disease, and nearly half of those are children under the age of five. Through Mission Water for Life, you can give mothers hope and children a future as we provide clean, life-giving water for thousands of children and their families before it's too late. With your gift today, you can help drill and establish 350 water wells this year. Your gift of $24 will help provide clean water for five children. A gift of $48 will help provide for 10. $72 will provide for 15. And $144 will help provide life-giving water for 30 people for a lifetime. With your gift of any amount, we'll send you the God's Daily Promise devotional set. These four seasonal devotionals each contain a daily scripture, inspirational message, and room to journal your prayers and insights from God's Word. With your gift of $100 or more, please request the Faith, Hope, and Love coaster set. All four beautiful sandstone coasters come in an elegant natural wood holder and artistically display the words of 1 Corinthians 13:13. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,200 to help provide water for 250 people, or a gift of $4,800 to help sponsor a complete well, and you may request our inspiring bronze sculpture, Let the Children Come. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
You've just seen a woman collecting water here in this hand-dug well. They've literally just dug an area into the ground. They've got to where there's some water seeping through, because it's an effort to try and get the cleanest water they possibly can. And yet if you look at this water, you can see that it's not clean. And this is the reality of why the biggest killer of children under the age of 5 is waterborne diseases. Hundreds of thousands of children die on the continent of Africa each month because of the simple fact that they don't have access to clean water. And yet it's so easy for us to change that. Through Mission Water for Life, we come into these villages, we identify the right places to drill the water wells. We drill deep water wells that go to a level where the water is fresh, clean, and life-giving. And then we equip those with the pumps right there in the villages, easing women's arduous journey of having to come and collect water, but most importantly, ensuring that those villages receive fresh, clean water. Please help us today.
Betty, do you believe the importance of what I just said?
I absolutely do. I think we have to see that this is the time that God wants His Christians to do what He's instructed them to do, and that's to stand strong. If we want to save our country, James, we want to make a difference in this world.
Well, it's so much more than our country. It's freedom. And freedom blesses everybody. And the lack of it, it's an indescribable curse. We're very close to losing it. We don't have to. And together, Betty, really together, it's the body of Christ, the family of God. Please do what God needs you to do. We love you. Betty's got some real important stuff to share. You don't want to miss what she shares the next time we talk about this.
Are you concerned about your family being ill-equipped to manage resources when you pass away? Do you want to leave a legacy gift that impacts the lives of others? As a free service to our friends and partners, Life Planning Services, a ministry of Life Outreach International, is here to help with your estate planning needs and chart your financial future. Do not put off this important step to protect your loved ones and leave a lasting legacy. Contact Life Planning Services today.
I was a senior in high school when that happened, and it startled me.
James and Betty bring a heartfelt plea to believers tomorrow. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.